Errol was a Nazi.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
I don't believe this, Jesse.
Believe what?
Well, it says that this man's wrote a book here that says Errol Flynn was a Nazi spy during the war.
Oh, it's Nazi, and you got to be kidding anyway.
Well, that's what it says. Couldn't be right now. How could a pirate be a Nazi spy?
What do you mean, a pirate?
Well, that's what he was, a pirate. You know, Errol Flynn was a pirate.
How in the world could Errol Flynn be a spy? That's the nuttiest thing I ever heard of.
Well, that's what this guy says.
Well, that's what I mean. Who is this guy, anyway? You know, it seems to be the fashion today to say anything about somebody who's dead and can't answer the charges.
But now, books don't lie, Jesse.
Oh, Sam, you sure are naive.
No, I ain't. Now, my daddy was Irish, and my mama was German, and...
I don't like this new trend. Like Joan Crawford's daughter and all the rest of them. Well, there's a new book out by one of Bing Crosby's boys, telling how Bing was so mean to him.
Bing Crosby? Mean to his kids? I don't believe that.
Who's mean to his kids?
Oh, hi there, Mr. Buddy. We're just talking about all these new books that say such terrible things about our heroes. After they're gone, that is.
Yeah, you know, that's the new trend, all right. They'll do anything nowadays to sell books.
Well,
weird.
Yeah, well, they're even saying bad things about Ike.
Yeah, there's a new book out that claims that a member of the royal family was actually Jack the Ripper.
Well, I bet Jack the Ripper was an Eagle Scout.
What are you talking about?
Well, all them mass killers was Eagle Scouts and good neighbors. Ain't you noticed that?
You know, you're right, Sam. You're right. It does seem like they all were good neighbors and Eagle Scouts.
Well, John Wilkes Booth wasn't a scout, I bet.
No, I think he was a Kiwanian.
He was. Well, now, if he'd tended his business and sold them fruitcakes, he'd have stayed out of trouble.
There's one book that claims that Eleanor Roosevelt was a female impersonator.
Well, she didn't do a very good job of it, did she?
There's this one theory that says that the pilgrims that came over on the Mayflower were all forced to leave England because they played the accordion.
Well, now that's reason enough, I'd say.
Yeah, and there's this government-funded grant at Princeton to some professors that believe Amelia Earhart really didn't get lost.
Well, what happened to her?
Well, they believe that she turned right around and landed and took on a new identification.
She'd done what?
Yeah, they claim that she changed her name, dyed her hair, and became Errol Flynn.
Well, she was a Nazi spy, you know.